Monday, July 17, 2017, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 3:02 p.m. The recorder was stopped rather than paused after the Board of Equalization meeting, so we started a new tape.
We'll call the Board of Commissioners to order. We'll stand and say the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, a current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the boardroom and is available for review of all people in attendance. Consent agenda items here. I went over the approval of the, first of all, the approval of the previous minutes for July 3rd and the approval of the payroll claims and the approval of the accounts payables and the officials reports. I went over the, everything looks good, all the payables. The approval for the payroll claims. In here there was the jail, they had a person that with a increase on wage and their non-bargaining person. So I did not stamp it until obviously I get everybody's opinion on it. If you want to know who it is, it's Michelle Rohde. Chris Kleinberg signed off on it. I tried calling Chris and talked to him. He did not answer, but he had a couple dollar an hour raise for her. And X amount of months back, obviously we did a wage freeze throughout, the courthouse. Obviously the non-bargaining people, because the contracts are in place with the unions, and obviously a hiring freeze, meaning if you need to hire somebody, if you lose somebody, if you need to hire somebody, the protocol was you're supposed to come to the Budget and Finance Committee to talk to them about that and figure out what their needs are.
And the unions had a wage freeze.
Yeah, and the unions, as of now, has a wage freeze as well. So I guess what's your pleasure? I wish I could talk to Chris, let him know, this came to my attention when I was just doing this here.
Well, I don't know how we can prove that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Let's approve everything else and table this until we or Judge or talk to Chris Kleinberg and go from there. And
I think we need to talk to Chris and figure out. Because, just an example. Some of the people that we hired prior before the wage freeze, we had certain accommodations set up for them. Okay, that we hired. There was a few people. And I can't answer this in particular one to Chris, her anniversary was in May, which was 1 year, so I don't know if he, had to deal with her like we had with, a couple of the other people that was already prior before the wage freeze. But anyways, either way, whatever you guys think.
I would move to approve the consent agenda items, excluding that one pay raise.
Okay, we got a motion by Bill.
Second.
And a second by Tony. Will you call roll, please, Joan, on consent agenda items?
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, new business. We have Jim Steele, the president of the South Jersey Area Chamber of Commerce and County Visitors Bureau, to present the Visitors Bureau Budget Update Report. Jim, welcome.
How are we?
Good. Perfect.
So am I.
Nice.
Just real quick, I presented last year, you'll see there was a proposed budget, and then those numbers that came up actual here at the end of June are pretty close, but I don't think there was anybody here last year to present the budget, so that's what we're presenting for 17-18.
Excuse me, do you have any more copies for you?
No.
Really?
That's why it's
a nickel.
We got it. That's fine. No. You got, because he has a, here. You guys can share that. Don't make it share this one here. We're good.
Just some real quick highlights. If there's questions or whatever on the budget, there's probably a few more chamber highlights than Convention Visitors Bureau as I'm going into my 10th month of the job. But the big Convention Visitors Bureau activity was the Cardinal Festival, the second Saturday of June. We look at doing that in 2018, looking at partnering with the city and some other folks throughout the fall, doing some fall events in the parks and around the county. And then the grants or the help that we've given over the last year is American Legion Baseball, Hoot Owl Days, Cottonwood Days, and some other projects around the county. That's where we've kind of done with our grants and all that. But that's a short summary and short and sweet and all that, if there's any questions.
The Cardinal Days, is it successful?
Scott, before I started last September, the committee met post-Cardinal Festival and decided to go from 3 days to 1 day. And I thought we had 165 cars that night for the drive-in movie with the air show out at the Air Museum. Willie Nelson was at the Hard Rock. There was tons of stuff going on that was planned after we planned our event. So I thought that was a real good number. We'd sure like to look at an adult event on Friday night.
You're talking like
band or something like that. And
like strippers, male strippers, female strippers, adult stuff. When you talk adult,
that
throws me off a little bit.
Right. Beer garden band on a Friday night, and then come back with the exact same free kid stuff on Saturday. The foot traffic was a little bit low, but vendor-wise, food vendor-wise, activities and all that, car show. We did a parade that hadn't been done in a couple of years. We need to promote that a little bit more before school gets out. Try to get in some bands and all that.
Right.
But other than that, I thought it was, it was the first one I was involved in. You know, I've been involved in the past with the city, but hadn't actually been there for it. But that's kind of a...
I know I was involved in that a few years back, and it was a lot of fun. I know it was a three-day ordeal.
Yeah.
And I think they had like an adult thing at nighttime at that time.
They did.
They had some bands.
Some bands and that. So kind of going to throw that around the next couple months for the Friday night of it. But definitely come back with the same setup on Saturday, and it'll be the same second weekend of June. And whoever else wants to plan stuff that weekend, go ahead.
Yeah, right.
You know, well,
everything's so busy.
There's plenty of stuff.
You're right. You know, Nebraska, we have all of our annual activities in 3 months. So
exactly.
They group up. And
yeah.
I know you
don't
do
yeah, you can.
Pick and choose.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, what's your poison, you know?
Right.
Yeah, okay. Any other questions for Jim? I'm glad things are going well. You must like it.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything negative about you.
Good.
Only thing I heard negative is what's her name's a little better looking. Not much.
That's me.
I said not much.
Right. No, thanks. And I'll come back in 3 or 4 months and kind of update you around the holidays and all that. But
that'll be great.
Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate you coming in. Thank you so much.
Doing a good job.
Thank you.
Okay, let's move on. Mike Carlson and Patty Lyon to update the board regarding District 6 probation and introduction of the new chief.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to introduce you to Patty Lyon. Patty took Bob Denton's role as chief.
Where'd Bob go to?
Bob went to administration.
Oh, so he moved up the ladder then.
He moved up in the world, yep.
Oh.
So Patty became our chief March 1st, and so we thought it'd be appropriate to come and introduce you to you guys. And
nice.
Give you guys an update as far as what's going on in our world.
Thank you.
Yeah, good afternoon. I've been with District 6. It'll be 17 years in September.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. It just feels like only 2 years.
started
as a probation officer in Blair for 8 years, and then the last 9 years I was the drug court coordinator for Fremont, and we just expanded to Washington County. And one of those duties, I was also in charge of the drug testing program, which included Dakota County. So I did that 9 years, and then I was promoted to chief, which I started March 1st.
Nice. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you out of Fremont then now?
My main office is in Fremont, but I come to South Sioux City at least once a week.
Okay. How many offices do you have now?
We have 16 staff in South Sioux, so there's 9 officers, 2 support staff, 2 drug techs, a case monitor, 3 secretaries.
And I should know this question because I've talked about it at least 50 times. When is our lease up there?
In 2 years.
Is it 2 years?
No.
I thought it was like 18 or something.
Nope, we've got 2 years.
We actually have, we think it's good news. We met with Bart, our landlord, on Friday, and that rent
was a certain amount for reconstruction, correct?
Construction is right. Whole amortization is built into it.
Yeah.
And so we talked to him about, we're just trying to plan ahead because we know Dodge County's building a new facility, and so we're just trying to financially plan. And so he did talk about reducing our rent the next go around, hopefully, with the fact we have no construction needs involved with that.
But you're going to always be here in Dakota County.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to be honest with you. With the situation that we're in, okay, I really do not foresee, okay, unless how we could put you guys in the basement. I know we talked about that at one time. I mean, we've scrambled a lot to try to make things work financially, okay, and to try to get everybody down in that basement and try to accommodate everyone. I think you guys got a perfect, happy home over there. I really do. I think we're just going to have to budget that dollar amount in and just have to gonna make it work. So that was my whole goal, was to get everybody out of the basement. And everyone's out of the basement, and I like to keep it that way, keep the lights off.
Right.
I mean, because to go down there and try to make it work, it would cost you a fortune. Oh. I know that I would never be around to recoup the money that it would take to pay for it to make it work.
Exactly. And the nice thing is the current space, we've been there 8 years, and we haven't outgrown that space yet, and we're still able to provide services in the evenings. We do drug testing on the weekends. So that's nice. We haven't outgrown that space, and Mike and I were talking. I think it will still fit our needs, you know, in the next several years.
Well, you know what the kicker of it all is when I took the tour of it, there was that bathroom with that hole. The guy, I don't know if we can drill a hole in all those concrete walls so the guy can watch the guy take a pee for the drug test. That would be a problem.
That'd be difficult.
Yeah. But anyways, what else do we have? Anything else?
The only thing we'd let you know is I think number-wise, currently we've got about 400-something on probation in Dakota County. So just to kind of give you...
Is that number, refresh your memory, is a high, low, average?
Well, so we currently on probation right now is 217. That's with juveniles and adults. But when I prepare the budget, which I'm doing now, we give the workload calculation from July 1st, 2016 to June 30th, 2017. So this last year was 514. The previous year was 475. So it has increased, which makes sense because we had LB 605 with those PRS cases. And so it
PRS
has...
PRS cases.
So PRS, so they made it where class 3 or higher, if you went to prison, you're going to come out on probation. Class 4 is presumptive probation unless the judge can give a reason why they should go be incarcerated. But even then, they're still coming back on probation.
So they're not paroled in the placement process. So post-release supervision,
yeah,
what it stands for. So
PRS.
Yep.
Well, that's a good facility for you folks up there. I know it is. And we're better off with our people, with you, instead of in our jail. For
yes.
Sure. Yep. You got a good program going.
Well, we currently have, parenting class, money management, anger management, crime victim empathy. We provide transportation. So we're spending roughly $45,000 a year for those services.
The Heartland involved with that?
Heartland is involved in part of it. We're trying to get them on board with more of it. But yeah,
are those court-ordered classes or are those voluntary?
Some are court-ordered, some are voluntary. We do a lot of sanctioning that if they're not paying, we can have them do a money management class, mm-hmm, things like that. So.
And that would be in lieu of sending them back to court in a violation, which we know is going to cost the county more money.
Yeah. Still, until we get a dollar figure from Barb, let's keep talking about the basement, though.
No pressure on Barb.
Yeah. No, good job, guys.
That's all we had. Unless you have any other questions.
Nice to meet you. Thank you very
yes,
much.
Yes, nice to meet you guys.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, if you guys need something maybe I'll stop by and take a gander of things again. And I'll
maybe stop by and take a test.
I'm clean as clean gets.
Give me 3 months.
I might have a problem if somebody's in there watching me, though.
That's true. Some do.
Well, I think the little window is better than them right in front of you.
That's a fair statement.
I'm not going nowhere else.
Well, listen, nice meeting you.
And then I just wanted to drop my cards out.
Oh, thank perfect. You.
Thank you.
Sounds good. Keep up the good work, all right?
Thank you.
Yep, thanks so much. Okay, miscellaneous. Fred Kellogg, Highway Superintendent, Road Report.
July 2nd through the 15th, 325 hours of road maintenance, 3 hours of overtime. 9 hours of tree and debris removal. Project is Wiggle Creek, 37 and a half hours. Gravel hauled, 1,300 tons of aggregate. Barricading, 5 hours. Spraying, 17 hours of spraying. Got a few operators that creeping jennings, stuff like that's growing along the edge of the road, so sometimes it's easier just to spray them, get rid of them that way, is to have a big ball of windrow of crap. Road concerns, need rain, mine.
Hard on Blake.
This morning, I'm going to pass it on to you. The deputies had a high-speed chase on your county roads, went up to 90 mile an hour, so your roads are too good.
Neither that or they're dang great.
A little bit of both.
No, good job, Fred.
Okay.
Things are looking good.
Thank you, Fred.
Yep, thanks, Fred. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to move on to the treasurer, Jolene.
Yep.
I think Bob is gone. You're going to request the approval for the semi-end report from January to June of 2017. And I think everybody has a copy of it. It looks like, I kind of went over it a little bit. I know that it just shows our bank totals, the county investments and others, cash on hand, the page of the ending balance. You see the other money is sitting everywhere. I'm doing your job for you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't like to talk to you. You go ahead.
No. I mean, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. I don't know if anybody, by looking through here, I mean, by brushing through it and looking, I see we're almost up to $1 million back in inheritance.
Yes.
Which is...
We had some come in last couple of
nice.
Months.
Nice. Yep, that's much needed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was telling Joni, I was like, boy, I'm lucky that legislation bill didn't go through because we'd been in trouble, along with a lot of other counties.
Sure, yeah. So I was looking like last year at this time, what the investments were compared to what we had investments a lot less.
Yeah, right.
So that inheritance tax we need...
Oh, yeah, it's a savior.
Yeah. Are we balanced and everything? I mean,
everything is, everything looks fine. Any questions for Jolene on anything?
Need more money, right?
We just need more money.
Just need more money, that's all. Famous last words of my protege, ain't nothing money can't take care of. Right?
Right.
Okay, there ain't no questions. Thank you, Jolene. Appreciate it. I'll get that signed and... appreciate it.
Okay,
we got the commissioner committee reports. Any? I don't think I have any either. I think that, I think we're good. Mel, emergency business. Nanya, public comment. Anybody from the public?
I got something to say.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
My name is Chris Love, and... I've been on my bike for about 13 years now, and I just want to say the back roads have been great for us, so keep up the great work.
All right.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Chris Love. Thank you. You didn't. What do you live at again?
Human Drive.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming.
You feel like
the
taxes are too low there?
No, they're about high.
Okay. Any other public comment? Larry going once, going twice. We are adjourned. Our next regular meeting is July 31st, 2017. How can you follow up with that when Chris gets up there and says his bike is, riding his bike around? And you ever see him around?
No, I think he's invisible.
Is he the one that you see down by your lakes down there, monkeying around?
Okay.
What's that?